Espírito Santo. One spring evening, Thomas Merton was walking down 6th Avenue in New York City with his good friend Robert Lax. As they were going downtown to Greenwich Village, Bob Lax asked the young Thomas Merton, "What do you want to be anyway?" "I don't know," Merton said. "I guess I want to be a good Catholic." "What do you mean you want to be a good Catholic?" Lax replied. Merton reflects on his answer in his autobiography, Seven Story Mountain, and I'm sure that after Pope Francis talked about Thomas Merton in his historic speech to Congress in September, you have all been reading Thomas Merton. Well, if you haven't, following the Pope's example, let me read this section of Merton's autobiography, Seven Story Mountain. So this is a quotation from Seven Story Mountain, and it's in first person singular, so Merton is talking here. Merton begins. "The explanation I gave was lame enough and expressed my confusion and betrayed how little I had really thought about it. Lax did not accept it. "What you should say," he told me, "what you should say is I want to be a saint." A saint? The thought struck me as a little weird. I said, "How do you expect me to become a saint?" "By wanting to," said Lax simply. "I can't be a saint," I said. "I can't be a saint." And my mind darkened with a confusion of realities and unrealities, the knowledge of my own sins, and the false humility which makes men say that they cannot do the things that they must do, cannot reach the level that they must reach. The cowardice that says, "I am satisfied to save my soul, to keep out of mortal sin," but which means by those words, "I do not want to give up my sins and my attachments." But Lax said, "No. All that is necessary to be a saint is to want to be one. Don't you believe that God will make you what he created you to be if you will consent to let him do it? All you have to do is desire it." Okay, that's where I'll stop the quotation from Merton and Seven Story Mountain. That's a great passage. If somebody asked you, "What do you want to be anyway?" How would you answer? Would you say, "A good Catholic," like Thomas Merton answered? Would you say, "A nice guy"? Would you say, "Successful, generous, faithful"? How would you answer the question? What do you want to be anyway? Bob Lax said he should have answered the question, "I want to be a saint." Would you answer the question that way? Do you seriously have a desire to be a saint? Or does being a saint strike you like Thomas Merton as a little weird? Bob Lax said that all that is necessary to be a saint is to want to be one. Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta said more recently the exact same thing. She said, "In order to be a saint, you seriously have to want to be one." Is that what you want? I have a friend who, every time that somebody tells him, "Gosh, you look so familiar. You remind me of someone." He always says, "Jesus?" Do we remind people of Jesus? That's what being a saint is all about. That's our number one vocation. It's our most important calling from God to be a saint. God created us to be saints. And remember that a saint is anyone in heaven, not just an official canonized saint by the Pope. And we've had some new official canonized saints by the Pope recently. Saint Junipero Serra, our good friends Saint Louis and Zélie Mertin. These are official canonized saints, but a saint is anybody in heaven. That's our vocation. Our number one calling from God. And that's why the Carmelite priest, Father William McManera, says in his book, The Art of Being Human, that if we don't become a saint, our life is a failure. If we don't become a saint in heaven, life is a failure. Because we know what the alternative to heaven is. If we're not in heaven, we're in hell. Those are the only two options. If we don't become a saint, our life is a failure. What do you want to be anyway? Do you really want to be a saint? Now, we know that Thomas Merton has lots of problems. He's very problematic. But I think he is onto something here in this passage of Seven Story Mountain, because I think that many times in the spiritual life, we don't have this burning desire to be a saint. Instead, Thomas Merton says, what we really want is we just want to keep out of mortal sin. That's good enough for us, that I'm not committing any mortal sins. Whew, at least I'm good enough to get into purgatory. If somebody says, what do you want? I don't want to be a saint. I just want to be average. Mediocre. If I could be so bold, what we kind of want is to be a C student in the spiritual life. A C is good, right? It's passing. I get to go into heaven. I'm just a C in the spiritual life. Isn't it interesting, the young people, when they get their report cards back and they get an A minus on something, they go, oh, no, an A minus, oh, right? And they're all upset. They get their report cards back and they get a B plus. Oh, that's terrible, B plus. Oh, I should have done better. And yet in the spiritual life, we're content with being a C. Average. Just okay. Not committing any mortal sins, but that's good enough. My friend Saint Therese of Lisieux has an opposite vision. She says, I don't want to be a saint by halves. What does she mean? I don't want to be just sort of a saint, an average saint. I want to be 100% a saint. With my whole heart, mind, and soul. I desire to be a saint. Last weekend, the deacons of our diocese were making their annual retreat, and their retreat master began the opening conference with something very stunning. He says there are no plateaus in the spiritual life. He said to the deacons, if you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards. There's no such a thing as coasting in the spiritual life. If we're not moving forward, we're moving backwards. And that's a danger. I can tell you from personal experience, it's a real danger, right? Because what happens is you're working hard at climbing the mountain of perfection. And it's a lot of work. You're uprooting mortal sins, first of all, right? You're uprooting mortal sins. You're uprooting those grievous attachments to the things that aren't God. You're making progress. You're climbing up this mountain of the spiritual life. And what happens is you get to the Bella Vista, right? You get to the scenic overlook spot, and you go, wow, that's beautiful. The bluffs in the background of the leaves changing color, and the beautiful Mississippi River flowing through the valley. There you go. I'm just gonna stay right here. This is stunning. I've done a lot of hard work, and I'm not willing to work any harder, because this is pretty good. This is what happens in the spiritual life. And you forget that there's a whole half a mountain yet to climb for the most bellissima vista of all, the view of God himself. The beatific vision. But it means we have to do more climbing, getting rid of all venial sins, getting rid of all attachments to sin. It's going to be a lot harder work. But there are no plateaus in the spiritual life. If we're not moving up the mountain, we're not just staying still at the Bella Vista. We're actually going backwards. So by the grace of God, we have a solemnity of All Saints, which is why we celebrate it even when it's not on a Sunday. It is that important, because the saints, our brothers and sisters, inspire us to keep moving up the mountain of perfection. Our brothers and sisters in Christ who have made it to the church triumphant inspire us to keep moving forward. They're up there going, come on, come on, come on, come on, right? They're encouraging us by their prayers and example to be more and more like Jesus. More and more, every day, to have the mind of Jesus. Every day, more and more, to have the heart of Jesus. Getting rid of everything that is not of God. All sins, not just mortal sins, all attachments to the things of God. Things that are not of God. We need to be perfect, like Jesus. Jesus says, be perfected as your heavenly Father is perfect. Bob Lax said to Thomas Merton, don't you believe that God will make you what he created you to be if you will consent to let him do it? God perfects us. God makes us a saint. We don't become a saint by our own hard work, by my own absolutely brilliant good looks and my brilliant intelligence. God makes us a saint, but I have to allow him to perfect me. And the way that he perfects me, the map that he gives us, is this beautiful gospel that we read every year on All Saints Day. The gospel of the Beatitudes. This is how Jesus wants to perfect me, making me more and more like himself. The Beatitudes are an autobiography of who Jesus is. And he gives us this autobiography of himself to show us the way to heaven. Poor in spirit. Then the three M's, mourning, meek, and merciful. Then he gives us a hunger and a thirst for all that is true and good and beautiful. And then finally, the three P's, right? He makes us pure and a peacemaker and persecutor. These are attitudes of holy people. These are attitudes of the blessed. These are attitudes of the saints and of future saints. Don't you believe that God will make you what he created you to be if you will only consent to let him do it? All you have to do is desire it. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.